Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Zechariah 5. Let's go to God in prayer.
Heavenly Father, as we read your word, we pray that you would help us to hate sin, that we would want it out of our lives. We want to be connected to you. We want to be building something that lasts. We pray this through Jesus. Amen.
Zechariah 5. I looked up again, and I saw, and look, a flying scroll. And he asked me, "What are you seeing?" And I said, "I am seeing a flying scroll, 20 cubits long and 10 cubits wide." And he said to me, "This is the curse going out over the surface of the whole earth. For everyone who steals has gone unpunished, according to it. And likewise, everyone who swears falsely has gone unpunished, according to it. I have sent it out, declares Yahweh of hosts, and it will go into the house of the thief, and into the house of the one swearing falsely by my name, and it will spend the night in that house, and will destroy it, with its timber and its stone." And the angel who was speaking to me went out, and he said to me, "Please look up. See what this is going out." And I asked, "What is it?" And he said, "This is a basket going out." And he said, "This is their iniquity throughout all the earth. And look, the lead cover was lifted, and a woman was sitting inside the basket." And he said, "This is wickedness." And he thrust her back down into the basket and threw the lead cover on top of it. And I looked up and saw, and look, two women coming forward, and the wind was in their wings. And they had wings like those of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between the earth and the sky. And I asked the angel who was talking to me, "Where are they taking the basket?" And he said to me, "To build for it a house in the land of Shinar, and when it is put in place, it will be placed there on its site."
Well, that's the reading.
Let's dig in. We are getting toward the end of this section of 8 visions. The first vision was the 4 horsemen patrolling the earth. The second vision was the 4 horns and 4 craftsmen who defeat the horns. The third vision was the man going to survey Jerusalem, who is told that Jerusalem will be so large that you cannot really measure it or build a wall around it. The fourth vision was Joshua the high priest in filthy clothes, and the filthy clothes being removed and replaced with clean clothes, and that represented the removal of sin and guilt. The fifth vision was of the 7-branched lampstand, and the 2 olive trees, and they were connected with golden pipes. And the point of the vision is that the temple will be constructed by Yahweh's Spirit rather than by human strength. God will make the project successful. And Zerubbabel was specifically mentioned that he will finish the temple construction project. Now, this chapter has the 6th and 7th visions. Zechariah looks and sees a flying scroll, and it's huge at 20 cubits by 10 cubits. A cubit is roughly 1.5 feet, so 30 by 20 foot scroll, that's big for a scroll. And it has a curse written on it against 2 things: a curse against anyone who steals, and a curse against anyone who swears falsely. And Yahweh tells Zechariah that this scroll will go into anyone's house who does these things. It'll spend the night there and destroy that house. Spending the night in the house may be bringing to mind the last plague in Egypt, where the night and the house are connected to the punishment. But here is a complete destruction of the house, which also connects it to the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Anything built from wickedness will be demolished. Also, the 2 things written on the scroll are connected to the 10 commandments, 1 from each part of the 10 commandments. The thief is from the 2nd half of the 10 commandments, Exodus 20, verse 15, "You shall not steal," dealing with how we treat other people. The swearing falsely is from the 1st half, Exodus 20, verse 7, "You shall not misuse the name of Yahweh your God." So that's the 1st half of the 10 commandments dealing with how we treat God. Then we get to the seventh vision, and it starts with a basket. And inside the basket is a woman who represents wickedness. Wickedness is locked in the basket with a lead cover, and then two women with wings fly it away. It says the wind was in their wings. But the word wind is also used of the Holy Spirit, so this could be the Spirit was in their wings. Zechariah asks where they're taking wickedness, and the angel tells him to Shinar. Shinar is an area that includes Babylon.
And now for a deeper dive.
These two visions are connected, and the point is getting rid of sin. If the temple's going to be built, it will not be built by human strength. It will be built by God's Spirit working. And if God's Spirit is working, then you can't have sin involved. I mentioned the idea that these eight visions are arranged in a chiastic structure, but I have a hard time seeing the connection of these two visions to their earlier counterparts. It is easy to see how 4 and 5 are connected, and as we will see in the next chapter, it's easy to see how 1 and 8 are connected. But to me, this is a little harder. So, the vision of the scroll that will destroy the house of thieves and those who swear falsely, that vision should match up, if this is a chiastic structure, to the vision of the man going to survey Jerusalem and being told that Jerusalem will be so large that you can't really measure it, and it won't have a wall. Except Yahweh will be a wall for it, and will be in their midst. So I can see a bit of a connection. The city is made up of houses, and if God is going to be with them, then you can't have wicked houses there. Then we have the seventh vision of wickedness in the basket, which should compare to the vision of the four horns and the four craftsmen. The thing the horns did was scattering Israel. And if you recall from the prophets, especially Jeremiah, Yahweh was telling the people that the good people who are going to be blessed by Yahweh are actually the ones sent to Babylon. The people who were left in Judah were the ones who would be completely destroyed. So now Yahweh is reversing that. The people who return from Babylon are the blessed people, but wickedness is going to dwell in Babylon. So Jerusalem is where it's at now. So that's the best I can do to match these up. I'll leave it to you to decide if it makes sense. Now, if we move on here from my best attempt at a scholarly discussion of chiastic structure and get back to practical application, the point of both of these visions seems clear. Sin and wickedness cannot be around if we want God's blessing. So, how about our lives? Are we getting rid of sin so that we can be a temple for God? Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.